Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom on the air. My name is Gabe, and I know your English will improve today. Well, I am a little bit hungry. What should I eat later for dinner? I think it's time for steak. Oh yeah, I love steak. 我超喜欢牛排. Now, my favorite part of steak, oh, I love having fillets. Or a sirloin steak is good too. Now, have you ever tried tongue? Cow tongue? You know, I've seen other kinds of tongue, like when I visited the Shilin Night Market, I saw some duck tongue in a store, but I didn't try it. Well, the title of today's story is The Story of the Tongue, and our story involves a chief and his servant. Well, here's a question for you. What did the servant say about the tongue? What did the servant say about the tongue? We're going to find out very quickly, so open up your magazine and let's begin. The Story of the Tongue. The chief was taken aback that the servant once again brought him a tongue from another cow. It had also just been butchered. "What is this?" asked the chief. "When I asked you to fetch me the best piece of meat, you brought me the tongue. When I asked for the worst piece of meat, you brought me another tongue. Are you playing games with me?" The servant answered, "The tongue can be beautiful or ugly. It can be sweet or bitter."
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 今天的第一个重点，我们看 take aback 这个成语。 Take someone aback 是指使某人大吃一惊。例如 Larry was taken aback when he found out he had been accepted into Harvard. Larry 知道自己被大哈佛大学录取时吓了一跳。或者是 I was a little taken aback by the price of the dishes in this cafe. 这家咖啡厅餐饮的价钱让我有一点吃惊。或者是 The young girl's sharpness took her teacher aback when they first met. 这个年轻女孩和她老师初认识的时候，她的精明聪慧让老师有点意外。接下来我们看的是 fetch 这个动词 ，fetch 是指拿来或取来。例如 ，Do you want me to fetch another chair for you? This one is kind of shaky. 你要不要我拿另外一张椅子给你？这张看起来不是很稳。或者是 Can you fetch me a glass of iced coffee from the convenience store? 你可以到便利商店帮我买一杯冰咖啡吗？ Fetch 也指接来或请来。例如 Mark fetched his mother-in-law from the airport this morning. Mark 今天早上到机场去接他的岳母。So
Gabe, what is the strangest thing you've ever eaten?
Oh, the strangest thing I have eaten some pretty strange things. I've had snake meat before. Thought that was interesting. I've tried fried crickets, fried bees. Those taste like popcorn, actually. It's not bad.
Really? So...
But that's not the strangest.
Okay, so what's the strangest?
I think the strangest thing I've ever eaten is cocoons. Silkworm cocoons. I think they're called 蚕宝宝.
Cocoons. Silkworm cocoons.
Yeah, they were fried, but they really didn't taste good to me.
Were they mushy inside at all?
Oh, they were mushy and just bitter and
Where did you eat cocoons?
I had it somewhere in a night market in China.
Wow, you were a brave one to even think of buying cocoons to eat.
Well, have you ever had anything that you thought was kind of strange?
Well, strange is a very interesting word. Let's see here. Probably the most unique thing I've eaten. Stinky tofu, for me, is actually quite unique.
It is pretty strange.
It's strange.
To somebody who doesn't live here. Yeah.
Yeah, for someone who doesn't live
here. Never grew up here.
Mm-hmm. And then I do remember seeing someone else eating bees at a table next to me. I didn't eat the bees.
Oh. They're good.
Yes.
Fried bees?
Yes. Oh. No, I didn't eat
it. Popcorn. You can eat them while watching a movie.
Or, you know, like fish eyeball.
Oh.
That's very normal here. But for me, that's strange.
Okay, well, friends, I don't know about you. Maybe you think that eating a tongue is kind of strange. Rebecca, would you like to eat cow tongue?
Well, actually, not really. Thanks for the offer, but no, thank you.
I would actually like to try someday. You know, our lesson is all about the cow tongue. And, of course, in our lesson, the servant brought back a good piece of meat and also the worst piece of meat, but it was both a cow tongue, right? They were both cow tongues. We read here, the chief was taken aback that the servant once again brought him a tongue from another cow. Now, first of all, let's take a look at those words. From the word bank, what does it mean if you're taken aback?
Well, this just means that you are surprised or shocked by something. And it could be by some news that you heard or someone's behavior. Mm-hmm. So, for example, I just heard some interesting news. I was taken aback by the news that my sister was expecting.
What?
Oh, my sister was pregnant, yes.
Yes, she's expecting. Friends, that's another way to say that you're pregnant. Oh, I'm expecting. So your sister's expecting?
Yes, she's expecting.
Well, congratulations
to
your sister.
Thank you. Yes, I'll tell her congratulations.
So that's a good thing, right?
Well, yeah, it's a good thing.
I mean, of course it's a good thing, but being taken aback can be positive or negative?
It can be. Like, I was taken aback because I was not expecting to hear this news. Mm-hmm. And then I found out, and I was like, wow. Amanda, you're expecting.
Well, that is great. Okay, so friends, you can say this to talk about a positive experience, or maybe in our lesson, the chief was taken aback, he was confused, and maybe he was unhappy, okay? Mm-hmm. We read on here, it had also just been butchered. Okay, so this cow had just been butchered, and so the tongue is the best meat and also the worst meat. I'm a little confused myself.
Mm-hmm. Well, the chief is confused. He asks, "What is this?" asked the chief. "When I asked you to fetch me the best piece of meat, you brought me the tongue. When I asked for the worst piece of meat, you brought me another tongue. Are you playing games with me?" It sounds like the servant is messing with the chief.
Yes. I think you're right, Rebecca. He is messing with the chief. Or at least the chief thinks that the servant is just messing with him. Okay? In our lesson, he says, "Are you playing games with me?" Okay, so the servant went to the market. He got a tongue from a cow. This is a very nice tongue from a live cow, right? But, of course, the tongue in our story was from a cow that had been butchered. And the chief thinks that the servant is messing with him. That's just a fun way of saying that maybe he thinks that he's fooling around with him, maybe playing with him, playing a joke on him.
And it's so funny because, as I've already told you, Gabe, mm-hmm. you know, I've got a new little kitty. We already have two cats in the house now. But the bigger cat, when she sits in her little corner, she gives us this look. Don't mess with me. And then when I carry the little kitty closer to her, she gives this even, I guess, more distinct look, mm-hmm. telling nobody to mess with her.
That is a great example, Rebecca. Yes.
So funny.
If your cat is used to being the owner of your place, then as soon as she sees another animal in the house, she says, "Don't mess with me." All right. So, of course, maybe animals don't like to be messed with. Some people don't like to be messed with. And this chief could say, "Are you messing with me? Are you playing with me?"
And the servant answered, "The tongue can be beautiful or ugly. It can be sweet or bitter. How can the tongue be ugly or beautiful or sweet or bitter?"
Well,
I mean, it looks the same.
Yeah, it does. I think the answer is in the rest of our lesson.
Oh.
However, you know, Rebecca, mm-hmm. we use our tongues every day.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we do, because we talk and we eat.
Yeah, so it's an everyday activity that we use our tongues for.
Gabe, why do you keep talking about every day? I know. It's time for us to learn about every day in the Info Cloud.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Welcome to InfoCloud. I'm Ken.
And I'm Carolyn. Ken,
Do you eat lunch every day?
Of course I do. That's an everyday activity.
I was hoping you would say that because today we're going to look at two different forms of everyday. The word everyday and everyday, written as two words.
Ah, I see. While these two forms sound the same, they are different and are used in different situations. Okay, let's start with everyday, written as two words.
Right. In this phrase, every is an adjective that modifies the word day. So we use this when we want to express how often we do something. How often do you take a shower? Perhaps your answer is every day.
Okay, now let's look at the word everyday. This is an adjective that is used to express that something is common, ordinary, or is done on a regular basis.
For example, these comfortable shoes are great for everyday wear. You can wear them on a daily basis. Or, brushing your teeth is an everyday activity. It's something you do every day.
Every day 到底是两个字还是一个字？这就要看你想表达什么。一般来讲 ,every day 应该要写成两个字，因为 every day 就是每一天。比如说 ,I get up every day at 7 o'clock. 我每天七点钟起床。Every day 是两个字。那什么时候才要把 every day 写成一个字呢？那就是当 every day 是形容词的时候。这时 every day 代表平常的、平日的、司空见惯的。比如说 ,everyday activities, 就是例行公事。Everyday things, 就是日常的、平凡的事物。这就是今天的 InfoCloud, 我们下次云端见。
Studio Classroom is on the air. Welcome back to Studio Classroom. We are learning about the tongue. Yes, a cow's tongue. The chief sent his servant to the market to pick out the worst piece of meat, and the servant brought back a tongue. That's right, a tongue. The best piece of meat is a tongue. The worst piece of meat is also a tongue. How can this be? Well, the servant starts to explain the tongue can be beautiful or ugly, bitter or sweet. What else does the servant have to say about the tongue? Let's find out. The story of the tongue. It depends on the words and sounds that are heard by the listener. If a person's words are kind and sweet, the tongue is at its best. It is delicious to the ear. The sounds of the tongue bring happiness. If the words we say are crude and sharp, they can be hurtful and bitter. They can bring sadness and pain. "Thank you," said the chief. "Your words are wise." Then he said to his people, "May the words of all of us be sweet and delicious to all who hear them."
OK, 继续我们看 crude 这个形容词 crude 是指粗鲁的没有礼貌的或者是冒犯人的例如 the crude language the boy used offended all his classmates 这个男孩粗鲁的言语得罪了他所有的同学或者是 the politician's crude comment towards minorities made the headlines the next morning 这位政治家针对少数族裔失礼的言论成了隔天早晨的头条新闻Crude 也指原始状态的或者是粗糙的例如 crude oil 是指原油最后我们要看的是 hurtful 这个形容词我们看到这个字里面有 hurt 是受伤这个动词所以 hurtful 是指伤心的令人伤心的或者是使人痛苦的例如 Tommy's hurtful childhood memories made him an untrusting person Tommy 伤痛的儿时记忆让他成为一个不能信任别人的人或者是 I didn't realize my words were so hurtful to my friend until she told me. 一直到我朋友告诉我真相我才知道我的话对他有多伤害。And now let's get back to our teachers.
So earlier, Gabe asked a question. What did the servant say about the tongue? And we see the answer. The tongue can be beautiful or ugly. It can be sweet or bitter. And we continue on. It depends on the words and sounds that are heard by the listener. Before we continue, let's talk about these words that you see right here on the screen, to depend on. What does it mean when we say something depends on something else?
Okay, so of course you need to make a decision. You need to determine what is true about something. And really, that is dependent on something else. Okay, so it depends on what the words are that are heard by the listener in this case. So let's think of another example for depends on.
Mm-hmm.
I think your day, every day, could depend on your attitude, how you feel about today. You might say, oh, it's a bad day, it's a terrible day. Well, that depends on your attitude. If you want to have a better attitude, it can make your day better as well.
I totally agree with you, Gabe. Excellent example. Or you could say, I might go to the movies tomorrow night, but it really depends on what time I get home from work. If I work late, I won't be able to go.
Mm-hmm.
Or whether or not I go to Europe depends on the cost.
Ah, right. So I guess in Chinese, we might just use the words kan kan. Yeah, see what happens. See how this situation affects this other situation. So our lesson is about the tongue. The servant is talking about the tongue. And actually, this whole paragraph is an answer to the question that I asked earlier. What did the servant say about the tongue? It depends on the words and sounds that are heard by the listener. If a person's words are kind and sweet, the tongue is at its best. It is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Delicious to the ear.
Yeah, I've never quite used that phrase exactly like that. This is delicious to my ear.
Yeah, I guess that means it sounds sweet.
Yes.
Or it sounds good. It sounds nice. It sounds pleasing. This is just a fun way of saying it sounds good. It's delicious to the ear, Rebecca.
Mm-hmm. Maybe we should start using that phrase more often. Wow, that sounded delicious to my ear.
Oh, Rebecca, you've got such a lovely voice. It's delicious to the ear.
Ah, thank you. Thank you.
Yeah.
I know it really is delicious to the ear.
I don't know if I'm going to get used to saying that phrase.
Yeah, maybe not. Well, anyway, let's continue talking about the tongue. The sounds of the tongue bring happiness. If the words we say are crude and sharp, they can be hurtful and bitter. Of course, we see this word crude in our lesson, and this just means that the words are rude and even offensive.
Yes, in Chinese you might say 粗鲁. So, for example, maybe you want to communicate something to your friend, some way that they can improve. There are different ways to say it, right? You could be rude or crude, or you could be kind and use pleasant words. Or sometimes this also makes me think of crude jokes.
Ooh.
We could say that they're very crude. Don't say crude jokes.
Or you could say, wow, that was a very crude comment. Can you be more careful with your words? But you know, Gabe, sometimes I feel like we just say things without thinking about what we say. And it would be very wise for us to tame our tongue.
What?
To tame the tongue.
To tame the tongue?
Tame the tongue.
What
yes.
does it mean to tame the tongue?
Okay, well, when you tame the tongue, rather than saying the first thing that comes to your mind, you actually think about the consequences of saying that word, and you think, maybe I shouldn't say these words because it could hurt somebody.
Okay, so the idea is that you're training your tongue, you're training your mind and the way that you think to be able to think about the words that you say before saying them. Okay, so tame your tongue or tame the tongue.
Well, let's continue on here. Thank you, said the chief. Your words are wise. Then he said to his people, may the words of all of us be sweet and delicious to all who hear them. Gabe, may your words be delicious to my ear.
Well, you know, yeah, that's I hope so. You know what? I think that having some roast tongue from this Japanese dish sounds delicious. This is what, this, doesn't this look great, Rebecca?
I actually agree, Gabe, that looked pretty good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, friends, right now it's time for something really delicious to your ear.
Huh?
A review skit!
Oh, yes!
That's delicious to my ear.
Once upon a time, the chief in our small village asked me to go to the market, and he said,
"Bring me the best piece of meat that is sold in the market."
I obeyed instantly and ran to the market. But the chief was surprised to see what I brought back.
"This is the tongue of a large cow. It doesn't look good to eat."
But when it was prepared by the cooks, the chief was impressed.
"Mmm, truly delicious, tender and savory, quite pleasing to eat."
He liked it. Then the chief called me over again and said,
"Now, go to the market again and bring me the worst piece of meat that is sold at the market."
Mm. Once again, I obeyed. I dashed right back to the market. And soon I came back carrying a piece of meat that looked like the first. The chief was taken aback.
"What is this? When I asked you to fetch me the best piece of meat, you brought me the tongue. When I asked you for the worst piece of meat, you brought me another tongue."
"Yes, you are right."
"Are you playing games with me?"
"Oh, but of course, I wasn't playing games. You see, the tongue can be beautiful or ugly, sweet or bitter. It depends on the words. If the words are sweet, the tongue is at its best, delicious to the ear."
"The sounds of the tongue bring happiness."
"If the words we say are crude and sharp, they can be hurtful and bitter."
"They can bring sadness and pain."
"Exactly."
"Thank you. Your words are wise."
Then the chief told all the people,
"May the words of all of us be sweet and delicious to all who hear them.
Remember, the tongue has great power. So, is anyone hungry?"
So, Rebecca, what did you learn from today's lesson?
Well, I definitely learned the power of the tongue. The tongue has the power of life or death, so you really need to be careful about what you say.
That's right. Remember to tame your tongue. Be careful about the words that you choose when you're speaking with other people. Friends, we have more to learn with our next lesson right here at
Studio Classroom.